Okay, here we are. It's the 22nd of December, and I assume tomorrow will be the 23rd, and then we're right there. It's Christmas Eve coming up very quickly. A lot of things going on out there, but try to remember that none of us knows how long we have in this state of consciousness called life, physiological functionality, and that's clearly under grave assault. 13 billion injections of the bioweapon given out to 8 billion people. And I don't know what the actual percentage of injectees in this country is, but we've seen figures from 70 to 90, 92%. And certainly shedding is picking up a lot of people and putting them square in the same basket with the vaxxed. So that's where we know we are. And I think where we're going is going to be an increase and an intensification of where we've been. I don't see anything to suggest otherwise. Nothing. Nothing at all. But by all means, tell those around you who matter, that you care about, how you feel about them. Give them I hate to say this, but if you're of similar vaxxed status, shall we say, give them a hug. Or at least a conversational hug. Tell them how you feel about them, how important they are in your life, what they mean to you. And that will enhance them and their own self-worth as well. So you're gaining two things here. You're doing the right thing, and you're enhancing the lives of those around you who matter. So do that. Every day is a blessing. Don't forget that. And we really need to appreciate what we do have. And we spend a lot of time on this program talking about what we don't have anymore in terms of health. We understand that. But be grateful for what you do have. And maybe that'll make a little difference here and there. All right, let's say hello to the best partner I'll ever have. She's been here and we've been doing this almost 3 years now. Hopefully reaching out to as many as we can. And we think these programs are being passed around at very high levels, and that's good, because what we're doing here is trying very hard to educate through truth and reality. There's nothing new or novel about that, but finding truth and reality is becoming harder and harder all the time, especially in this field. Every time you turn around, it's graphene again, or it's hydras again. The misdirection is legendary in this field. It's such easy pickings for the controllers, because people are basically victimized and completely contoured by what they see and hear. There's very little discernment or thinking going on among the masses. I understand why. I get it. They're beat up. They've got PTSD. They're sick. They don't feel well. They're having financial trouble. I get it. I know why. But that would also give us the reason. When people ask, well, how can they control this many people? It's not hard. Not hard at all. It's very simple when you think about it. And do think about it. Are you there, partner?
I am. Listening very carefully.
Just droning on here, as I always do.
No.
Here's a little bit of... we're going to get into this more next week. John O'Looney, we've got a new little clip from John, and he's talking about drugs and the drugging of society, legal and illegal. I haven't heard this whole thing, but it's a very short little clip. It's always good to hear John O'Looney's voice. Let's share a little of this with you right now.
I think certainly for some, it's a gateway drug, because the guy that sells pot sells everything else, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, oh, why are you here? Do you want to try some of this? It's you know, it's a natural progression, isn't it? Especially for weak-minded souls who take to drugs like crack and heroin and crystal meth. And, you know, once you're on those hard drugs, you've got no chance. And there's no support mechanism there. They're kind of a definition of support, if you like, is to make it legal so you can do as much of it as you like. You know, it beggars belief, doesn't it? But Do you know, it says in the Bible that Satan's time is fleeting. He hasn't got long left. So they're going to try whatever they can do to destroy humanity in the coming days. And I believe and these people, with all my heart, are Satanists.
Yeah. Let me back that up just a little. This is the key line. He's right.
With all my heart, are Satanists.
So he's understood the threat to the planet as being evil. Satanists. Satanism. Whatever. There is good, there is evil, and right now, unfortunately, evil has the steering wheel well in hand. What'll happen next? I don't know. But we'll have more from John next week. He's always a really good voice to listen to.
Yeah, it's good to hear from him again. I'm sure he's been busy.
Oh, yeah. Business is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's an undertaker, and it's only going to continue to be busier and busier. Remember when they shipped all those body bags all around the country some years ago?
Yeah.
Was it five or ten years ago now?
It was probably about 3 years ago. They
wasn't
had Amazon
ago,
warehouses full of them.
That's right. That's right. So how, speaking of tones, how are the paramedics doing? Let's hear it.
Respond to 6 Row Square for electrical fire.
Electrical fire.
Restaurant fire.
restaurant fire. Well, all right.
That's exciting.
So they're pretty busy. Nothing's changed.
It is steady now. Very steady. And
types
again,
of calls?
More, what's that?
Types of calls?
I would say there's more people in their, lately it's been 50s, having various types of medical events. Trouble breathing is still a big one. Falls with some of the older population. There was a young one last night, a teenager, young adult, that ended up being a fatality, which was kind of grim. And I don't know what the nature was, if it was possibly drug related or
black coffee has
some kind of vaccine complication. I don't know, but you can hear in the paramedic's voice they're tired. They're just wrung out.
It's a difficult profession, and you can't blame them. I'm trying to watch the dispatches to see if there's any new trend, any new complaint. We're getting similar complaints most of the time, it seems like. Are you seeing any change?
Yeah, chest pain,
see change
shortness
in it?
Of breath, dizziness or fainting. Once in a while, seizures. Yeah, you know, it's what it's been. It's just
right.
It seems to be a younger age group now.
Are we dipping down into the teens very often?
No. I would say it's mostly middle-aged adults and then older adults.
People at the prime of their lives are being stricken, 40, 50 years of age, 60.
You know, it's hard to know. I don't know that I have a representative sample. I mean, I guess if you know, most people have cars and they would drive themselves or have someone in the family drive them to a hospital in many cases.
Right.
You know, unless it's utterly critical. You know, you wonder about some of these calls for abdominal pain, you know, a stomach ache, you know.
I heard several of those recently in the background. No, on your phone. When I was talking to you, people, stomach ache. And you have a tummy ache, you don't usually call the fire department. But I guess it's more than just a tummy ache, I think, in many cases. It's probably debilitatingly painful. Or they wouldn't call.
Well, sometimes they get there and they're turned around.
Yes, yes, all true. Okay, we have a video with Dr. Philip McMillan put it together. He interviewed two doctors, Dr. Jancy Lindsay, PhD, and Dr. Jennifer Smith, also PhD. These are scientists, virologists, microbiologists, and all that, and they know what they're talking about. So we're going to go through this and pick out some of the highlights. We think highly of Dr. Lindsay, Jancy Lindsay. I don't know Jennifer Smith well, but she did come across very effectively in this little interview. So we'll hear some of her comments as well. These are pretty good. This is kind of a where are we now and what's going to happen next speculative conversation. But one thing that Jancy Lindsay correctly says is that they have been lying to us. They, the control grid, has been lying to us from the beginning. And she said in one remark, I think we're going to hear it here, the lying was so blatant it was shocking. And she's right. She's right. Mm. And the new director of the CDC, that just out of high school cheerleader type, little Mandy Cohen, Jancy Lindsay has no interest in her whatsoever. She makes that statement later on, too. It's interesting. All right, here's just a little short clip to pick up about Jancy Lindsay's thoughts on lying to the masses.
Clearly a gene therapy, any molecular biologist would know this, a vaccine, and in fact change the definition of vaccine to make it accommodate this gene therapy. They were talking about herd immunity and saying that you would have to have this vaccine every few months, when everybody knows that if it's a vaccine, of course you wouldn't have to have it every few months. That doesn't make any sense. So there were a lot of red flags, and there was a lot of lying going on, and the lying was so blatant that it shocked me as a scientist. I couldn't understand why other scientists weren't standing up, were just buying this and going along with it, that they placed such deference to the CDC and FDA, who were spouting things like this. I mean, clearly calling something that was a gene therapy, oh, it's not a gene therapy, it's not a gene therapy. There's so much evidence to back up that it always was. I couldn't believe they were lying about it. I guess that's it. I was outraged that they were lying about it. I'm an expert witness for a living. I defend when it's appropriate, when there are unjust claims made, and I try to help when someone's been harmed.
So she's right. And what really is remarkable, someday somebody's going to study this whole plandemic and come up with some real interesting insights as to how dumb the people were to accept all of these lies. It's not that the alternate viewpoint wasn't available to them, because in many cases it was, like she just said. Everybody knows that. You don't do a vaccine every 6 months or 3 months. That's not a vaccine, by definition. You don't do it.
That's right.
So she did make a good point there, and I think when people do look back on how this mass genocide was accomplished, the stupidity of the people, the failure of the people to use their minds to study this, underscored, of course, by fear, is going to be a prominent part of the reason that it will be cited as to how they got away with killing billions of people. The people failed. Not that they're guilty of failing. They have been trained to fail by their flat screen addiction. If it's not on the screen, it doesn't have validity. This is how many people react. It's a reflex, not their fault. They've been trained since infancy to look at the TV. Mom uses it as a babysitter. Well, no, it's not babysitting. It's training and controlling and programming the child away from the parents. So they're going to look at this and study it and see the mass psychology that was employed by the dark side to overturn and destroy so many people. And they just didn't have it anymore to be able to think logically and pragmatically and to assess what was being thrown at them. They couldn't do it and didn't.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Anything else you want to add to that thought about people and not being proactive about life? Everything about our lifestyle is reactive. It's look and react. It's stare and react. And if you can only turn that damn thing off and take it away from people, first of all, they're going to go through withdrawals. You know that. And it's going to be hell on earth because they keep grabbing for this thing. I went to the post office today, and on the way I stopped at one other store. I didn't go in, but I looked and I watched, and I swear half the people in there were holding up phones. They were looking at their phones. That's
underscoring all of this. It's like a part of them, an extension of them.
Exactly. It's
a graph. And we do have, you know, prior to this pandemic, if you remember, there was a lot of talk, concerns about this epidemic of what they call digital dementia. And it's still here.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And what it is this is over-reliance on technology to think for yourself.
No, that's no longer in vogue. It just isn't happening. People, did you see that? Did you see this? You want to watch that? It's all reactive. It's programming, and it's program and response. So there you go.
Well, yeah, and it's really diminished people's ability to think critically.
They can't.
And reason logically.
Most can't. It's gone. That was one of the main targets of the video revolution, was to take away people's ability to think proactively about life. They can't. Can't do it. All right, here's Dr. Jennifer Smith, and she's going to have a few words about why scientists, and they weren't all evil, but why scientists as an aggregate did not stand up to the lying and the fraud. This is a short little comment.
Presents me with something is, I ask, who is this person? What is their background? What is their expertise? Who is paying them? You have to follow the money. And in this case, that is the key. Follow the money, because that's what it's all about. And that's why a lot of these people, and I kept telling them, who's telling you this? Is a politician? A politician? A journalist? What do they know about viruses? What do they know about vaccines? Who's paying them? We know now, I mean, here in the U.S., we're one of two countries where pharmaceutical companies are allowed to advertise all over the radio, all over the TV. You know, every other ad you hear on the radio and you see on TV is sponsored by Pfizer, sponsored by Pfizer. Everything is now sponsored by Pfizer. Follow the money. It's very simple.
Oh, she is so right. Underlying it all is largesse, money, greed, and how much greed is too much greed? Greed is an endless cycle. You can never have too much. If you're on the greed mainline, you keep going. You don't get off the train.
It's greed, it's power, it's ego.
Right. All that. Here's a little bit more on that same theme. Let me find this here. There it is. Okay. One more. Okay, here we go.
With my friend who's an infectious disease behaviorist all the time, and even he's confused. Like, how did these experts fall for this? How did these clinicians and scientists just go along and continue to go along and swear up and down that everything was great and everything we did was just right? And, you know, they're patting themselves on their back. And look, they just gave Dr. Fauci an award and a big monetary money, you know, for, oh, his role, and he's a hero. And, you know, all of these people have now, again, follow the money. All these people have now cashed out. Look at where they've all landed. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and even former CDC Director Robert Redfield. Look at where they've all landed. They all have great consulting gigs with pharma companies.
Yeah, and there's a false consensus around this. The reality is that we only have about 2% uptake of the latest gene therapies. And that's because people know what's going on. Now, the media would have you believe that all scientists are on board with this and all recognize that this is the only way to go. But the truth is that that's not the truth. There's a few paid propagandists that are out there telling you that everybody agrees with them. And this is the most wonderful technology in the world. And that's it. The reality is that most doctors and scientists do know what's going on, but now they're embarrassed and they don't want to admit they were wrong. They also don't want to risk a paycheck. And frankly, they don't want to risk their liability immunity, because if they speak out, then they void that protection, which protected them under the 21 CFR 360 BBB. For these medical products, which are military countermeasures. So they are protected as long as they do not break rank. If they come out and say they were wrong or these are dangerous, they no longer have immunity. And that's...
Okay, military countermeasures. Don't forget who owns the so-called COVID vaccine. The military. It's a weapon. It is a weapon system. It is not a failed gene therapy. There's nothing failed about it. This thing has been deployed and released with phenomenal results, exactly what they wanted. And this is such a destructive format. It does really boggle my mind. I'm not a scientist. I get into this pretty heavily, but it has so many different ways of tipping over the processes that you rely upon to remain healthy. And these are terminal tip-overs. It's going to get you sooner or later. It's not to say don't try. Do try. Make sure you get the right kind of supplementation. Eat good food and try to minimize your risk of toxifying yourself with the Great American Diet. That's a big takedown. And if you have a compromised immune system, you don't want to be eating that kind of poison. And it is poison. Don't poison your body with food. And I'm using food advisedly. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
See how agreeable she is?
Well, I mean, that's just common sense. But, you know, you have to choose your food carefully these days, because not only is it chemically adulterated, but you really should know the source, because that's probably in question, too.
Oh, do we trust anything coming out of the government anymore?
No.
We trust the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the FDA, the CDC, the FCC, the FAA? Who do you trust, any of those agencies? No. They're all corrupted. And if you've looked at those graphs, well, they call them flyers, of who's who in all these major power centers of this country, in government, in military, in politics, in entertainment, you see the same people dominating every one of them. Every one of them.
Yeah, they're all captured organizations now. And did you mention the... California will be having reclaimed water in their municipal water supplies.
That's a big one. That's big. Listen carefully. All of you already know, I think, what reclaimed water is, and it's toilet.
It's sewage.
Toilet produce. Sewage.
Yeah, and they claim they can clean it so that it will be suitable for drinking once again.
Drink up.
Well, that ought to be illegal. And then you think about, you know, like your experience with Pacific brand of nut milks, right? The oat milk.
Pacific Foods, yeah.
And that they were using just plain municipal tap water, and you know, not even filtered. And that's
unfiltered,
what, you know, tipped you off to how, you know, usually when you look at a label, you're looking to see that the water they're using for it, if it's a liquid, is filtered. Well, it did not say filtered.
And it used to. I remember.
Yes, that's my recollection, too. And somewhere along the line, it became okay to not filter it because Gavin Newsom said that California tap water is perfectly safe for drinking.
Right. Unreal. The whole thing is unreal.
Yeah.
The idea of using sewer water to reclaim and then feed back into the public is madness. Crazy.
Well, that just gives license to all of these food manufacturers, beverage manufacturers, to use that type of tap water
in
their products if they can get away with it.
Sure.
And that will not be good for health.
No.
No, I mean, it's just...
For those of you who don't know, I went round and around with Pacific Foods. It's a huge corporation. And they make oat milk, almond milk, rice milk, whatever. And organic, they call it. Well, I finally found out through going up the chain that they admitted that they do use municipal tap water as, well, it's what, 98? It's 100% water, basically. So it's 100% tap water with some oat flavoring in it. That's keeping it minimal. But that's the truth. And I asked, how do you know that municipal tap water does not have fluoride in it? No response. They wouldn't answer me. It has fluoride in it. So you're drinking fluoridated water for this organic.
Oh, not just fluoride. I mean, look at the list of chemicals. Go to that Environmental Working Group website and look up your, you know, you can look up any municipality and what their grade for their municipal tap water is. And some are just, you wouldn't believe what's in it.
No. So don't, my opinion, do not buy Pacific Food oat or nut beverages, because they will not filter their water, and they are using municipal tap water. They admitted it. Took a while, but I got that.
Well, and didn't I think that a similar thing happened with Bragg's apple cider vinegar?
I know.
Because they have to cut their apple cider vinegar to get it below a certain acidity, and they admitted to using tap water.
Now, I've known Patricia Bragg for 40 years, and Patricia would never allow that. I just wonder if she stepped back from running the company like she used to and is just semi-retired now. She's getting up there, but I think she would be shocked. I know her. I wouldn't even say this.
You know, I mean, standards are falling across the board.
Standards are impediments to money.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right, here's another little segment from this interview. Again, this is Dr. Philip McMillan talking to two PhDs about where are we now, that kind of a general topic. All right, what they're going to respond to now is the general question, which he asked, what exactly is going on? And I think it's Jennifer Smith said, maybe it was, we'll find out. They started talking about ADE. Antibody-dependent enhancement is a big problem now. Yeah, it is, but you've got a shopping cart full of problems. So don't get focused on that one. It's crazy. And the programming of the immune system to ignore or don't pay attention to the spike protein, the IgG4 issue, which we talked about some time ago on this program, is huge. Your immune system is being programmed to ignore the spike protein. Now, that's not to say that the T lymphocytes still don't go after them, but generally speaking, this IgG4 thing is a real problem. And if you listened to the last program and saw the slides, you can see how the T lymphocytes go after cells that have spike or have been otherwise ruined by mRNA and spike infestation and production. It was fascinating. I hope you go listen to that program again. All right, let's see what these two ladies have to say.
That basically have proven and vindicated what a lot of us have been saying, immunologists, vaccinologists, and Garrett. You've had Garrett Vandenbosch on your podcast several times, and he's now, I think, all this evidence is coming out to prove what he was saying all along. And the one study came out that showed that, we've talked about this before, after the second, but most likely after the third injection, what we're seeing is a skewing of the immune response towards IgG4, which is tolerance. So what we're doing is programming immune tolerance. What does that mean? That means that when your body sees the offending protein, it will no longer react. So what that's called is pathogenic priming. So we're allowing the body to ignore now the spike protein because they've been given so many injections. So pre-pandemic, there really was no data. There was no data on multiple sequential doses of mRNA injections. There just wasn't. Now we know from mRNA therapeutics, where that was used for cancer, we know what happens there, and it's immune tolerance. The other paper that just recently came back out was a Japanese study where they showed what happens after the fifth dose. I don't understand why we're up to five. I've heard there are places where they're up to seven now, doses of these things. And who would think that it was even appropriate to give seven doses of a so-called vaccine over 2 years? That seems unconscionable to me. But after the fifth dose, what they're showing is not only do individuals not develop a cellular immune response, which is the memory immune response, but after the fifth injection, their percentage of people who actually acquire a cellular immune response decreases. So what you're doing is eliminating the cellular immune response, which is the memory response, which is what responds when you do see the offending pathogen again. And this has to do with T cell exhaustion. So immune tolerance and exhaustion go hand in hand. So we're skewing their immune response, and then we're just obliterating it. So people cannot no longer respond. And I think this is why we're seeing an increase in infections with other. You know, Garrett talked about this. He talked about this many times. This is why we're seeing now an increase in infections with other viral pathogens like RSV, you know, and
mycoplasma
too. Yeah. So, I mean, the studies are coming out now to prove what we knew all along.
So this is again the point.
There we go. Okay. I think it's quite clear that the IgG4 thing is playing a major role in this, never talked about to speak of. You did hear a lot about it here. But when the immune system is now blinded in terms of even seeing the spike in many cases, that's just one of many things. It's like you have six or eight different handguns, and which one are you going to pull out to destroy the immune system more? They all do different things. I don't know. I just don't know how people are going to surmount this challenge as a species. It's loose now. And the idea that it's being spread through shedding is terrible.
You know, the responses in people is so varied and vast. There's no one protocol that will fit everybody. You know, they've all got to be worked up on an individual basis and see what's going on. And then address it, you know, I guess symptom by symptom, because I can't see a way to reverse this.
I wish
As I said the other night, you know, that you've initiated a pathology where, you know, ultimately the physiology and the body will be destroyed by this, and so the best you can do is hold it back. But I don't see it reversing. The immune system is so deranged, it doesn't know what to respond to.
It's completely out of control. It's lost its prime directive. It's confused.
You know, and the other thing that this IgG4 is correlated with is cancer and another condition known as sarcoidosis. Although it isn't technically sarcoidosis, but it's almost like a sclerosis where organs, depending on which organs are affected, become fibrotic.
Hmm. I agree. I don't. The best at this point that I think we can hope for is successfully treating misery-causing symptoms. If you can address symptomology with supplements and make your life better and more tolerable, maybe more productive, you've won. That's a big win. That's not reversing this, because I agree. I don't think you can reverse it. Nothing I've seen in all the materials I've looked at and all that I've heard and listened to, there's no talk of it. It's there. It's been now, it's laced into the genetic memory, the genetic control of this species. How do you go in and pull that out? Tweezers?
Well, and the immune system has been reprogrammed.
It's exactly what they said. It's been repurposed, reprogrammed, reformatted, and it doesn't know what the hell it's doing anymore. So how is it going to keep you in a relatively disease-free state when it is confused?
And then you've got, uncontrolled production of a foreign protein at the expense of your own proteins.
Right.
You know, protein misfolding going on, overproduction of proteins, underproduction of proteins. It's really a mess, and I don't see how...
No, I don't see a way.
Something this catastrophic is going to be reversed. You know, you're talking about a change that's happening at the genetic level in multiple organ systems.
Right. It's not being pessimistic. We're not being negative here. We're being positive in the sense that that's the reality that we have come to after all this research. I wish it were otherwise. I know you feel the same way.
This was known. Before these things were deployed, the animal studies showed this. The class or phase one clinical trials that were done with this type of technology all showed that. That's why they never advanced beyond phase one.
Correct.
It's a disaster. And now they have, or they're trying to claim that they didn't know, or maybe they can tweak it, refine it, right, so that it does work. It's never going to work.
No. All right, we have one or two more little segments here, and then we're going to do some readers. Here we go. This is Jancy Lindsay, I think, first up.
Begin to speak out and try to rally my colleagues around doing the right thing and working together to try to get some kind of amnesty for not doing the right thing when I had the chance, if I was in that position. In the position that I am in now, I'm doing everything that I can to educate people across the country because our CDC and FDA are hopelessly broken. I don't know if you saw the recent interview with the new woman child head of the CDC, but...
No, I got it. I can't pass this one up. Yes, the CDC and FDA are hopelessly broken. Hopelessly broken. And the woman child she's talking about is little Mandy Cohen. And she's spot on the money here.
Mm-hmm.
Back this up just a drop. All right.
Do you revoke your immunity?
If I was in that position, then I would begin to speak out and try to rally my colleagues around doing the right thing and working together to try to get some kind of amnesty for not doing the right thing when I had the chance, if I was in that position. In the position that I am in now, I'm doing everything that I can to educate people across the country because our CDC and FDA are hopelessly broken. I don't know if you saw the recent interview with the new woman child head of the CDC, but basically saying that they weren't concerned about the Ebola or HIV samples in the California lab, and they didn't see any evidence of anything to be concerned about. This is who's leading our federal response for pathogens and bioemerging pathogens, someone who clearly is gaslighting the public and has no interest in protecting the health. We've got to come up with alternative agencies. The World Council for Health is one. We've got to notify people about what's going on, and we've got to start litigation.
Okay. I'm not sure how much good litigation will do, but it's about the only avenue left open for a lot of people, for the people, we the people. Not good. All right, hold on here. One more little bit. Here we go.
Agent that comes along, but I believe that this has already been anticipated, and they will have a new gene therapy ready for you to boost your immune system to react properly now, just like you see the cancer therapies and cardiac therapies that are suddenly becoming available at just the right time for all of the cardiac damage that's been done. This is
no coincidences. They planned it all. Money.
As Jennifer said, a financially driven model of create the problem, provide the solution. I absolutely believe that 100%. I'm not trying to, you know, put something out there that's not true.
Okay, very good. So Jancy Lindsay and Jennifer Smith and Philip McMillan's little chat with them. Okay, anything to add to that? And we'll jump over and do some of our human files on this.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on, my index is corrupted here. Where did it go? I have it nicely bookmarked, and I'm not seeing it. Where did it go? All right, you're going to have to start here while I find my... Huh. It was right there.
Uh-uh.
All right, well, go ahead. Pick one and start.
Okay. All right, this is from one of the support groups for Vax Injured. Has anyone had respiratory problems? I've had bronchitis and sinus infection, and I've had these symptoms for 1.5 months. And someone replies, it's vaccine lung. Everyone's organs are shutting down slowly. Lots of pneumonia. Body isn't doing well. Lungs cannot heal. Infections can't heal. Antibiotics don't work because they made the vaccine to not allow antibiotics to work in our bodies anymore. These evil geniuses thought of everything. My lungs have been really bad the last 6 months, just never getting better, not able to fight them off and slowly shutting down. Our bodies will forever not be able to fight sickness and disease like it used to. A single cold can kill us one day. That's why we are seeing so many people dying right now. For Christmas, I asked for many vitamins to boost my immune system. It's going to be a long, unhealthy life permanently, unfortunately, and people need to realize this stuff isn't going to go away. They need to know our bodies will permanently be fighting 24/7. And the original poster says, depressing reply, but I realize it may be true. I've never heard of issues with lungs and the vaccine. I've been on 3 rounds of antibiotics and prednisone. I've also been diagnosed with hypogammaglobulinemia, low gamma globulins, and small fiber neuropathy. I'm trying to stay positive and live my life to the fullest that I'm able. Can I personally message you?
Which group was that in?
December 20, Confronting Reality.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not able to find the link to our archives on this. All right, well, carry on.
All right. In response...
I'm getting even now, you see. She always makes me choose it.
He says to her, well, it is very depressing, and I'm sorry. Sometimes I just say what's on my mind, and sometimes I just speak truth of what's going on, and it's really harsh, and it's really blunt, but it's reality in what we need. Reality, not some BS.
Right.
I went from living the best life ever, happiest as can be, about to retire at 30, and now I'm looking into where I can go to be put down. I'm sick of suffering. I'm sick of having no option but to suffer. I can't work or provide for myself. What does one do? They have no options. No one wants to help. No one understands this. No one understands why I can't just work and buy a house, and doesn't understand how weak I am and how I can't live anymore for myself. What can we do? No one is coming to help us. No one knows what's in the shots to make it do this to us. No one knows the ingredients encoding our DNA is now producing to harm us. Our body is designed to fail now. It's reprogrammed. Our DNA is changed. Our body God gave us has been manipulated and changed. You can message me anytime, but really I'm just negative and down about this whole situation. I've researched too much of what's happening, and I know too much, and it's bad. And original poster says, I'm so sorry. I'm mad as hell, and I miss my old life. And he replies, well, I'm here for you. I'm sorry this happened to us. Biological warfare. I miss the good old days in my old life, too.
You know, I want to say something. There are an awful lot of people out there, and many of them are listening right now, who feel alone, isolated, very much out of it. They're just not, they feel like their lives have been taken from them, like you just read. And I don't know how to even approach telling people like that anything encouraging, except each day is different, and you've got to remain somewhat open-minded about this. Something may pop up tomorrow that can begin to turn some of this around, even if it's a symptomological turnaround. We'll take it, because a lot of these people are just in agony all the time, headaches all the time, so many different symptoms. You've heard them all. And I'm seeing a lot of ads now for edema, special socks and things, foot wraps. It seems to be a growing concern, edema. That's a swelling of the ankles and feet usually. Are you seeing any of that?
Oh, that's been happening for a year, 2 years.
Anything
even
more than usual?
No, but it is common, you know, and it could be due to kidney failure. It could be due to heart failure.
Right.
You know, these people have a lot of issues, a lot of issues.
And what are they supposed to do at Christmas time when a lot of them have been put off limits by their families? We understand that. And they're alone. And there are a lot of people who will be spending Christmas alone because of vax status or understanding about shedding and not wanting to be around loved ones who are shedding. And that's a fact. We have had too many stories about people who just spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and all of a sudden they're in trouble. They've got problems. So I think you have to act in a very pragmatic way about this, or your symptoms and condition may worsen, and you don't want that. And I'm talking about the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Neither wants to be shed upon, for obvious reasons.
Well, I've said it before. A lot of these people who were vax injured that were making progress and that now have had relapses in the past couple of months, is that because of the shedding with this new injection that they rolled out in September?
I don't think we can count that out for a second. It has to be
either
a factor. No, it's all they're doing every time they release one of these is make it worse. We know damn well that the agenda is not going to change, and they will make it worse. And we think that they have absolutely every time. The WHO is now rattling about a new mutation. Do you know if you saw this yet or not?
Oh,
JN,
yeah.
JN point one or dot one.
Yeah.
A new variant of interest. You see the game? They keep beating this drum of fear and stress and anxiety all the time. And people end up with PTSD. And on the other side of that coin, Gates is now funding a needle-free mRNA vaccine. So it'll be a patch.
Ironic last night on Fox, there was Dr. Bernie Siegel encouraging people for their mental well-being to hug. You know, get together for the holidays and make sure you hug each other because, you know, we really need human contact and, you know.
And he didn't mention vax status at all. Just do it. Just do it.
You can tell they want this stuff to spread.
I think that's been something that we've been trying to point out from the beginning. Okay, well, that's our last get-together before Christmas. So we wish you a Merry Christmas, truly. And I hope it's a good day for all. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, likewise, yeah. I hope everybody has makes the best of the holidays, even though it doesn't really feel like, the holiday season.
Especially when you're feeling lousy and feeling sickly and going through test after test and fighting that horror. But
watching people, just degenerate and die.
It's happening all the time. It's become
people that would have normally been healthy if none of this had happened. I mean, this.
Yeah, it's become a new normal piece of life's terrain. The fact that we are seeing people dying all the time, which is
a lot of pain and suffering.
When you understand pain and suffering, this is a very brutal genocidal weapon. It's nothing kind about it. This is awful. Anyway. We wish you our best, and even if you are alone, we care, and people around you care, I'm sure. There are some. At least we hope so. So, Merry Christmas to all, and to you too. Thanks for everything you've done to make this program such a special experience for many people.
Oh, it's couldn't be without you.
Oh, thank you. All right, good night. Take good care.
Okay, good night. Merry Christmas, everyone.
We'll be right back with another hour to go. Hang on, and we shall continue.